So Brett, welcome to Miami, first of all. Tell us about your decision to sign with the Dolphins. I know you had some other options.
I was excited. It seemed like a great opportunity, and they expressed that they really wanted me here, and that's always something that a person likes to hear, that the people in Jeff Ireland, the head coach Joe Philbin, the defensive coordinator Kevin Cole, and the DB coach all were in contact with me and telling me that they really wanted me here and I could be a big part of what they're trying to do. And that played a major role in me deciding to come to Miami.
Was it phone calls, texts, emails? How are they keeping in touch?
I know I went on a visit and I talked to them, and then after the visit they kept in touch with me and told me that they really, really wanted me to be here and they like what I can do on the field and they would like to have me on the team, and just through text or call, however.
So why Miami over some place like Cleveland or returning to Atlanta, and what really took so long to get this deal done, in your opinion?
I've never been a free agent, so I was just doing with my agent. He was working and getting all the stuff together. I was just going on the visits. And I told you I picked Miami because of, I think they have they're building something great here, and I would love to be a part of it. And they really showed a lot of interest in having me here, and that played a major role in me deciding to come to Miami.
How's the Achilles, Brent?
I was doing great. I'm doing everything. It's just part of getting all your strength back to where you were before. But as far as, I don't have any restrictions right now. I'm doing all my workouts. If you look on the internet, my wife always putting up videos of me doing stuff. But I'm doing great. I'm really encouraged by this rehab, and I looked at it as a challenge, and I respond well to challenges, and I'm 100% confident that I'll be straight in no time.
Hey, Brent, Andy Kent, Dolphins.com. Sorry, I got to drop off the call real quick. Have you been asked, do you have a time frame on when you think you'll be ready to be 100%?
I'm not going to do time frame. I just know what the surgeon is. It was a 6 to 9, 6 to 8 months or something like that. But I feel great. Like I said, I don't have any restrictions right now. I'm running and everything. It's just, building up your strength and everything. So that's part of the process, but I got plenty of time. And with the off-season workouts and getting everything in shape, I'll be great.
Do you think you'll participate in the OTAs, the mini camps?
I don't know. I guess I'll be there, and I'll be doing things, and I'll see what I can do and what they want me to do, and if they want me, how many practices I'll do. I'm not sure. Honestly, I can't give you a correct answer right now, but I feel like I'll be able to practice soon.
How would you describe, your game back there in the secondary? What do you consider your strengths and what you can bring to this defense?
What do I just consider my strengths? I'm a great playmaker. I make plays on the ball very well. I play the ball in the air well, and I can bring that to the team. And I feel like that's a thing. That's why they wanted me here, is because of my ability to make plays.
Brent, when you see how quick a guy like Terrell Suggs comes back from an Achilles, is that encouraging for you?
I think it's cool to see that he came back and played last year. And it's the injury altogether it improved. The surgery and everything has improved a great deal. Just like any injury nowadays, like ACL, anything, it's not like a while ago. Those type of injuries were devastating. But it was a corner on the my foul last year that came off of torn Achilles, and he had a great year. Leon Hall for the Bengals, and that was really who I watched a lot. So. That encouraged me the most because he played the same position, and I got to watch him, and he played well all year.
Brent, what do you like about this defense as Kevin Coyle kind of showed it to you, and and how he sees you being used in it?
I have some great players on defense. That was definitely one of my strong factors, and I like his scheme, and I like how they're aggressive in the D-line. So play D-line, I can get after the quarterback, and I can create problems for quarterbacks and disguising looks and everything. So I believe with that, that's any secondary player's dream is to have a pass rush that makes that, you know, makes it a problem for the quarterback to – he just can't sit back there and be comfortable.
Right. In terms of, you're considered one of the better zone cornerbacks in the NFL. What do you think it takes for a cornerback to be effective in that kind of scheme?
Just a feel for game instinct, skills. I mean, I feel like I can play any kind. I'm not just a zone corner. I mean, that's just the zone. It's just instinct and knowing football and knowing where you're supposed to be and knowing where your health is going to be. And it's just being a smart football player. That helps a lot with being able to play in any type of scheme, not just this one, but any scheme, being smart and having great instincts help a great deal.
Brent, what were your impressions of Coach Philbin, specifically during your meetings with him, and what type of head coach he's going to be for you?
He's a great guy. And, obviously, I haven't actually sat in front of Joe Phil. I talked to him on the phone. When I came on my visit, he had to go out of town for the meetings, I think. I want to say the meetings in Arizona. I'm not sure. But just from talking to him, he seems like a cool guy. He's definitely like no nonsense. He's about his business. He keeps everybody in line. But I mean, it's his track record speaks for itself. So I mean, I'll get to know him more since I'll be on the team, and it'll be great.